day. And he has for a long time looked at helping those who are in tough circumstances in and around Tauranga Moana. And it's great to have him here. He calls himself a chief imagination officer. But he's been working with homeless people in Tauranga Moana for a long time. Tommy, thanks for joining us on the show today. Tēnā koe.
Morena, como se va, mon ami, Dale.
Bonjour, bonjour. Hey, well, firstly, I wanted to touch base with you because I was reading a piece saying that there's going to be some relief for those doing it tough as far as housing is concerned in Tauranga Moana. I think it also involves kāinga ora. Now, you've been working in this space for decades, Tommy, so what would you say of that and how did it come to be?
There's a couple of fronts there. The dots are joining, and I think there's an aura of optimism around here, as it feels like there is perhaps in the whole of Aotearoa. Yeah, it just feels like we are getting through. Kāinga ora, that's the woodcutting place over the Kaimai. Kāinga ora has been working with Maitangi Iwi down here. I suppose putting Māori organisations as landlords is a key, not just for the home, it's for everything, Dale, when you've got the right people with the right message who are trusted, that can bring in ours and engage them. So, yeah, we are in the throes of the next couple of days, also putting together a large 24-room ex-RSA, that we are trying to bring as many of our whānau together and look after them in one gathering, a bit like the papakāinga principle, because that's when you can have real effect. Engage them, give them those tools so that they can get out there and become good tenants, because we're many steps away from ownership, but you know, one sweet day by day. But at the moment, it's just putting the right people together, giving them tools all around the principle of well-being. So that's our focus right now, Dale. It's more how do we look after our people in one place, increase their resilience, increase their immunity, so whatever comes, we're up for it. And, yeah, I really sense a sea change of positivity. Maybe it's because yesterday announced that the festivals are going through and we got One Love coming up in Tauranga, brother, so, you know, it's all about one love, two jabs, eh?
Sounds good. Look, you've headed to Tuiga Whānau for a long time. Were you part
37
of the
years, brother.
Were you part of the discussions with Kāinga Ora and their plans to create facilities for homeless in Tauranga? Is this a collaborative approach, Tommy?
Not on that particular one with Darren Toy, who's the rangatira of Kāinga Ora in the Tauranga area, but I have been abreast of it. We met yesterday with the council commissioners here in Tauranga. You may be aware, Dale, that our council is under the jurisdiction or guardianship of four councillors. And that's been a really big plus for us because there has been very little engagement. So what I'm saying is the right people are talking to the right people without all the middlemen getting in the way. And that's the big breakthrough. So, yes. We still have, you know, 200 families we're looking after, 65 families that right now we haven't got anywhere for, but we're putting together a game plan. But summer's here. It makes it a little easier, Dale, when you've got summer, because, you know, people can move outside, move into garages, sadly move into tents. And we've got to take advantage of the summer to do the best that we can do while we have that sort of 6-month window.
Kapoi, so the plans that Kāinga Ora shared yesterday, how far away would that be to become a reality? You're looking after these people on the ground right now and have done for years, but how far away would this complex be?
Again, that's not with Te Tuinga, that is with Ngaitarangi, the three iwi in Tauranga Moana, Ngaitarangi, Ngāti Ranginui, Ngāti Pūkinga, and as of right now, Kāinga Ora are dealing in a project with Ngaitarangi, which we applaud and salute. And we're just saying to them to come and knock at our door too, because we're working more in the sector with the councils and private sector to fund the purchase of property and buildings so that we can become the landlords and not have to go through a third party deal. That's the key, that's the secret, and that's what Ngaitarangi have done. And that's a great innovative way to bring those two parties together, those that need a whare and those that have the keys to the whare door.
Kapo, well, look, all going well, we might be able to get down there and see you and even have a bit of love, one love.
Ooh.
Even. Well, no, not.
I'm hearing you, brother, and it is so close. I can almost smell the incense at One Love Festival. So, yeah, and I just a salute to our whānau up there in Tamaki Makaurau. Thank you for kind of taking the hits for us, and I'm sure we're going to look back and ask our kids will ask us, what part did you play in the movie? And for sure, you fellas up there weren't sitting on the couch. You were main actors, and you were batting for us. And we appreciate it down here in Tauranga Moana for what our whānau up in Tamaki Makaurau are doing. And we will have one love after we've had two jabs, my brother.
Good catching up with you again, Tommy. Thanks very much for your thoughts, man.
Okay, brother.
Kia ora. Tommy Kapai Wilson. And also, if you've ever read the Puka Puka, Kapai